You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So dealing with peer pressure can be challenging for young girls, and a Christian perspective offers a unique set of values and principles that can guide them through these situations. So join us in this conversation and as we speak to Dr. Irene Chimonga here so that we can help our girls. My doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Are you well?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good as well. Thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us about this very crucial topic here. I'm going to ask that before we start, please do pray for us.
Sure. Let us pray. Our Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to speak on issues that pertain to our young girls in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide as we discuss. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're going to be speaking about all things peer pressure and how our girl children can deal with peer pressure. Do text us on +27734703520. So, Doctor, how can now our faith influence young girls to understand the right and wrong when they are faced with peer pressure?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say that peer pressure is there, yes. But even though it's there, the Seventh-day Adventist Church girls are not exempt from that. Mm-hmm. Peer pressure is influenced from, age mates of this, doing certain things and making certain decisions. But the Seventh-day Adventist teachings often give priority, to values such as honesty, integrity, as the girls are growing.
Mm.
Now we have we try to inoculate and engage certain behaviors that go against certain principles. Just for example, I'm at a learning institution, a higher learning institution, Rusanga University. We have a lot of young girls. I see girls coming sometimes from home. Mm-hmm. They look as innocent as they can be. I'm just using that word lightly. I see them in the first semester. First semester passes by. They look very homely and everything.
Mm.
The third semester comes. The first year goes. I just see these girls changing. Then I'm like, why are you changing certain, what you wear when you first came? And I don't blame them so much. And so that's why we come in now as the Seventh-day Adventist Church to continue talking and being an example, giving example actions to these girls, trying to make them maybe, join the network such as, the Young Adventist Movement, AY, the Young Women's Adventist Groups and things like that. So that we support them in the decisions they make. Mm. We try to integrate these communities around them. And that's the way the Seventh-day Adventist can really, influence these young people to understand in making decisions the right way and, try to avoid being influenced by peer pressure.
Okay. So looking at that, we understand that, yes, they are facing this pressures, So how, in what ways now can they personally connect with Christian values when making decisions in challenging situations? Because those situations you are saying that, you are seeing the girls, sometimes they change after like 3 months, 4 months after being at a different environment. So having those, Christian values, how can it help them to say, even though I'm forced to do this, or I'm pressured to do this, but I know what the Word of God says about me, and I'm going to stick to that?
Yeah, sure. The girls need to understand that, they are the same yesterday. They just need to be themselves. And we say that, we preach and say God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And therefore, they should put that in mind to say, as I grow up in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I'm also heading for heaven.
Mm.
And therefore, they they should not shun away from integrating themselves by seeking wise counsel. Like they can consult, church members. There are women there, young women in the church, older women in the church, who can provide leadership and counsel so that, they can offer valuable perspectives and advice rooted in the Christian faith. These are women who've been in that space before. I mean, I'm almost 60 years, but I've been 18 before. I've been 20 before.
Yeah.
I understand. So, when we are talking and we are integrating, these girls are seeking counsel. We talk about what have we been through, what they can do better. We can also consider some consequences, like reflect on the potential consequences of actions. They say, making a decision is one of the easiest things. And that's what we need to tell the youth, that you can make a decision, whatever decision you make. But you know what? The consequences that come after that decision is what these young ladies should think about. And so as they make decisions, they face very challenging situations. I have a child, he's grown up now. When he was in high school, we would always tell them, they come home and say, avoid sex before marriage, and, it's not a good thing. But, we didn't say much about that. We just said avoid sex. One day, when he was grown up, he was in college 21, about graduating college 23, so he asked me, I said, Mom, I'm thinking about what you used to tell us when we were going to high school, do sex before marriage, drugs and so forth. But you never told us or me that suppose I'm faced with the temptation of sex, what do I do? I was perplexed with that. And that's where we come in now, to help them with Christian values. To say, when you are faced with certain decisions that are led by peer pressure, what do you do? Okay, and that's when you say, now seek counsel. Look at the intentions of that decision that you want to make. What will be the outcome? Okay, and learn every day and understand, what is my journey like? What do I want to do? What is my future going to be? They're not very young to think about that. If a young person is able to read and to write and to watch certain movies, they're able to make decisions. And so they should really, seek wise counsel and then consider the consequences. If this happens, what do I do? Okay, and also, what are the intentions? If I make decisions, what would be the outcome? And then they can also study the Bible, read the scripture. It has a lot of insights that help, to get away of these problems. The Bible in Matthew 6, verse 3 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You read the Bible. For me, I'm just saying they should not get away from the teachings that they've received, either from home or from the church, so that they grow with that.
Speaking of the Bible, my doctor, can you share a specific verse or a story that can provide guidance and inspiration to deal with peer pressure? Because we know when we are looking for, every time we are told that the Bible has all the stories and all the answers, so we just have to study it. But now if there's a young girl listening and they're like, okay, I'm studying, but I'm not really seeing something, which story can you now take them to say, look at this one, they face peer pressure and this is how they dealt with it?
What comes off my mind is maybe Romans 4 verse 2. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I think about that, the world will always be there. We'll always live in this world. That's all the stuff that is in it. But we have a heaven that we need to think about. What does it help to gain every bad thing, for example, which is in this world, and miss heaven? I'm saying, how was the young lady in Naaman's story? There's no name. But, I'm thinking that girl, as young as she was able to help Naaman to get us out of the situation he was in. So, we don't know how she was raised, but definitely from that story, I want to believe that this girl was raised rightly Or maybe she was able to, you know, to avoid a lot of bad influence in her life. She read the scripture, she prayed, and that's how Naaman was able to listen from her when she gave counsel to her. And she was young. We don't know the many backgrounds, but they say a young girl. And that's what our young girls can do.
Mm.
Read more. Even though Daniel and his friends were male, but the women folk or the girls can also take the story from that, of Daniel 1, verse 1 to 21.
Mm.
It provides an inspiration example of resistance, peer pressure, and remaining faithful to God's command. Despite being in a foreign land where he faced pressure to conform to the king's dietary regulations, Daniel remained steadfast in his commitment to obeying God's law.
Mm.
And that's true faithfulness. The young girls can, you know, can stand straight, can stand right in what they do, and just detest from conforming to the things that are not right or evil or which are of this world. Those are some of the examples that they can get from, and there are many more, I'm sure.
Mm.
Okay, and biblical examples, they do give guidance and inspire young girls. If only they can listen, you know, and read, and maybe seek counsel to understand what do these scriptures mean, or these stories of the Bible.
Mm, mm, mm. Indeed, indeed. So, oftentimes we are told, you know, to encourage young people to be involved at church, even old people as well, to also, you know, serve at church. We, you know, I think all of us, we know in church there is that one mother, she's everywhere, serving, you know, all those places. And we love them, we love them. So now, if our Christian girls are involved, you know, in church activities, does that contribute to a girl's sense of Christian identity and values?
I believe it does. You know, church activities make people to belong to a certain community. You know, and it also helps to avoid too many idle mindedness. So if I can say, you know, if a girl is thinking next week I'm going to church, whether it's Sabbath or whatever day I'm going to church, there's that preparation. So community support, you know, we have activities that provide a supportive community, like-minded. I alluded when we first began, I say, in the church we have Adventist Youth Movement, with the ambassadors, with the maybe Girls Brigade, the young Adventist women. All these are communities that, you know, girl to girl, you know, mentorship between girl to girl or girl to mother, girl to older women. This provides identity. You know, even just wearing a uniform, you know, it just makes someone different, you know, from the world. If I'm wearing an Adventist, you know, uniform, Adventist uniform, it just tells me that I should not do certain things that conform to this world because I belong to a certain community. And so when they're involved in church programs, is it a Sabbath school lesson where you have the young people learning, and, you know, during the week, these girls can be studying the lesson. And so that on Sabbath, when they meet at church, they are contributing to what they've studied. That is something that, you know, can contribute to their sense of identity and values.
Mm.
Also, role models. We talked about role models through participation in church activities. Girls can have an opportunity to understand. If today I'm speaking at church, you know, the girls can identify and say, this is what I want to be. How did that lady become the director of this, you know, maybe company or business? This is what I want to be, if they are listening. And with time, you can say, okay, if you need to talk to me on the side, here's my number, here's my email address.
Yeah.
And with that, there's that, you know, talking now, and the mentorship that comes. So I can become a role model. So belonging to being involved in church activities can help that. You know, the problem is sometimes young girls want to shun away from church activities.
Mm.
They only come in the morning, 9 to 11 o'clock. Soon after that, they disappear. You know, and so afternoon program is for the big people.
Yeah.
And you have Bible study. You can have all the good programs for young women, for Adventists. They don't want to be there.
Hmm.
Sometimes they can belong to a choir. You know, when they meet for choir practice, they are singing. That also help them to be involved in church community activities. And so maybe even us, older people, when we make programs, we should make them considerable. That's with young people. But again, we shouldn't be dancing to the tunes. Christianity is Christianity, whether you're young or older. I mean, heaven is for everyone. So if we start saying, let's make a church service that we are all dancing and clapping and going up the way, we are also making maybe a mistake. So we make programs that are tailor-made to suit the church as it is, and that will bring spiritual growth. Church activities such as worship service, Bible studies, prayer groups. You know, sometimes we can put these young girls into certain prayer groups that are productive. Maybe put two older ladies here, five young girls, two older ladies, five young girls, and they belong to a certain where they can now talk about what are the issues, what we need to pray about. You know, that gives a deep understanding of Christian teaching, and it will help now to be identify those values. And also, we can have, even in this group, we have a service outreach. We identify people in the communities. What can we contribute? You know, even if they don't work, sometimes just that sympathy that they have for the people in the community, when they have pocket money that they are given, they can keep maybe some money aside and say, this little bit, I want to be involved in community service. And they grow up doing that. They end up being disciples of Christ. And they also grow up, as they grow up, they become mentors also in the church. Yeah, so we do some fellowship and friendship circles so that when they become involved in church activities, and you know, being involved in church activities fosters a sense of Christian identity. Yep. And values, yeah, and supportive communities. It also gives opportunities for spiritual growth, positive role models, avenues for service, and discipleship. And we can't say any further than that. That's all embedded in that.
So as we near the close, my doctor, there, how can the girl children now maintain a strong sense of self-worth, an identity as a Christian in the midst of peer pressure? Because some of these peer pressures that they face, they do take them away from their beliefs, you know, and some of them now they end up not even wanting to come back to church because they feel like, yo, they've committed the worst sin, you know, on planet Earth. But now, if they know that their self-worth and identity, how would that help them to say, no, I'm not going to fall for this one?
Yeah. The first thing I can say, know who you are. Know your values as a young lady. Identify yourself. Have a self-identity. Do not let someone sway you away from what you are and what you believe in. Okay. The Bible in Romans, is it Romans 12, somewhere there says, if you confess your sins, He's true and just to forgive you. And also the Bible also says, you know, Christ came on earth, died on the cross, not for everybody, but for you as an individual. God is interested in a person, okay, not in what they do. And therefore, the young girls, don't shy away. Even if you have done whatever you have done because maybe you made a mistake, mistakes are made by everyone. So know your value. You have done something wrong, confess your sins. He's just and faithful to forgive you. And, you know, stay grounded in Scripture. We've talked about Scripture. You can listen to all the songs. You can do whatever it is that is Christian route. But the Scripture, like we said, has examples that will help, you know, the young ladies to think about what they've done wrong and get out of that. And also surround themselves, like we said, we support peers. We've talked about it, belonging to communities, belonging to study groups, belonging to, you know, community outreaches, whatever it is. Stay grounded there. Because, I mean, we're not talking about the courtship and dating here. Because they also encourage to say, when you're dating, you know, try to do a dating scene where there are men of you. Do not go hiding with a guy on the side, because if you do, temptations will come. True. You know, so those things, so be with others, group yourself. When you're going for Adventist youth groups, maybe in the mountains, climbing mountains, go a lot of you, you know. So therefore, and also always pray for strength and wisdom. training to God in prayer can provide young Christians with the strength and wisdom they need to resist peer pressure.
Mm.
Peer pressure is there, but it can be resisted. Every person has been young before. And set yourself boundaries. You know, what do you want done to yourself? You set yourself clear, what do you want to do? When I grow up, I want to be this person. How do I get to that person? I need to study. I need to be serious. I need to pray. I need to go to church. I need to do the right thing. And then you make accountable for what you've done. Make yourself a diary every day.
Mm-hmm.
This is what these are my objectives. Am I meeting them? Is Christ in my objectives? Do I need to get where I want to be? And also, you cannot move away. When we say your identity should be mended in Christ or should lean on Christ, what was Christ's identity?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Remain yourself in the identity of Christ. Christ loves, Christ has forgiven, so therefore, move on. If you make a mistake, rise up. Pray to God. Seek for forgiveness. And you move that. So understand you're worthy. Okay? Don't look at others. Look at yourself. Because that's what makes some young girls really stay away. They're looking at others. What is the other person dressed like?
Yeah.
What is their hair like? No.
Yeah.
What is it that you want? Be yourself. You know, self-worthy. You know, God says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, not another person. So, I stress the point, self-identity. Okay, and therefore, understand you're worthy, that your worth comes from God rather than from the opinions of others that can provide confidence and resilience in what surrounds you. You can excel, young ladies. You can excel, you know. Just appreciate that you were made to be what you want to be in this world and put Christ as the center of your life.
Mm. Yeah, indeed, indeed. Know who you are. My good doctor, thank you so much. I pray that our young girls were listening there. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for them that, you know, they may not succumb to the peer pressure and they may find the support, the right support that they need in their lives.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, dear God, for this discussion. I pray for every young lady that is listening to this program on such a wonderful time. I pray for each one of them, Lord, that they may shun away from succumbing to peer pressure, to understand that every human being was created by God and that decisions that are made pertain to the value of each person. And therefore, I pray for your leading in the lives of these young ladies, Heavenly Father, that they may live a life that is going to someday lead them to heaven. Thank you so much, oh God, for hearing our prayers. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my doctor. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Be blessed too.
Amen.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.